Blog Talk Radio.
She saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me can only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone
could only see
the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
hello out there in podcast land. Welcome to the show. This is a Hodge to Hodge podcast, the Messenger Edition. We have co-producers Ken and Ron Hodge. This is Nurse Carmen. And again, we welcome you and thank you for tuning in. And next, we will have a conversation with the Messenger, Ron Hodge.
Good evening and welcome to our Sunday night edition of Let's Talk. He saw the best in me when everyone else around saw the worst in me. And now I want us to hear what he said. He saw the best in me. So if, and what he's referring to is God himself saw the best in him. And now each and every one of us is able to pretty much give that testimony about the best in you. One of the things in which we have to understand is we have to stop looking at things from other people's eyes. Jesus quoted and said, how can you take the beam out of my eye when you have the boulder in yours? And that was a powerful saying, and it's something that we need to take heed to, because a lot of times the things in which we, the drama per se that goes on in our life, it goes on in our life because we are trying to live up to an expectation that other people have of you. And that expectation that they have of you is not what it takes for you to feel as if you're doing your best or being your best. So I want us to understand that every event is an act of God. Every event is an act of God. Do you imagine that an event could take place if God did not want it to? Do you think if you could so much as lift the finger, if God chose for you not to? You can do nothing if God is against it. So, and I say that to let us know, because a lot of times we have a tendency to say things like, this person died too young, or this was a stupid accident, or this was this and that. But we have to look at the bigger picture. We have to see it from a bigger perspective, because when we're looking at it through our minuscule eyes, we're missing the mark of the bigger picture. And that bigger picture is that all things work together for the good. And so we have to come to understand that God is in control of everything. Excuse me. Uh
As the brother messenger was saying, God is in control of everything. And if we understand that all things work together for the good, then you have to understand and be able to differentiate between when somebody says something's good or something's not good or bad, as people would like to say. If we understand that everything emanates from the Creator, then we have to understand that there's a purpose for everything. So we should stop categorizing it as what's good and what's not good, because it's all good, because it all comes from one source.
Amen. Brother, I thank you, my brother. That's my co-producer. I step out here right there for me, and I do appreciate that.
Amen.
Forgot to cut the volume off. I do apologize. But what he was saying is so important for us to understand, because each and every one of us right now can mention something that's good, and I can give you, turn around and give you evidence that it's not good. No matter what it is, there's always a yin to the yang. And so what we have to look at it from is a more spiritual perspective and not this worldly perspective, because in this worldly perspective, we all have our opinions, and that's just what they are, our opinions. So we have to understand that, first of all, that God is in control. Does anyone here on this podcast feel that anything can happen without the approval of God?
Don't be afraid.
That would be impossible.
It can't happen, right.
It can't happen. So
right.
Because it can't happen, and we're speaking on a lot of things, but right now I'm just focusing in on death, per se. Because as I've said to us last week, what we have to understand that a lot of times we think that life on earth is better than in heaven. But I tell you this, at the moment of your death, you will realize the greatest freedom, the greatest peace, the greatest joy, and the greatest love you have ever known. And so this is why a lot of times when people die, they stop back and visit you. Have anybody here had a visit from someone that had passed on, moved on
yes,
to another
I have.
Life?
Yes, I have. I sure have.
And of all the people that have passed on, have anybody ever told you it was bad? Or did they always just come back giving you assurance that everything was going to be all right?
Giving me assurance that everything's going to be all right and all is well with them. Yep.
Brother Messenger,
yes,
as great as that sounds and as wonderful as I'm sure it's going to be, I'm going to try to put that off as long as I possibly can. And I'm going to hold that. I'm not ready to receive all that joy right now. So I'm going to understand that. Yeah, but I'm going to put that off as long as I can, my brother.
And my brother, so am I. But we have, and each and every one of us should be putting it off. Why? Because we are here to create the best person that we can be. And so until we feel as if we've done that, we should all be trying to put it off. But in order for us to be the best person that we can be, we have to understand that it just keeps getting better. And now that knowing that it gets better, that gives you the opportunity here to live your life like you want. Right now, because of religion, you are afraid to do anything. And so you're not living your life. And so this is why I brought it up, for not for anybody to say, okay, this is it, I'm going to be happier and joyer. I didn't say it for that. I want us to understand that it is so. If you've got $100 in your pocket and you know that you've got another $100 at home, that $100 in your pocket, you spend it more freely because you know you've got more. So that's what I wanted us to understand with regards to that. We've got to learn how to live life the way we feel is best for us. And regardless to what it is that anyone tells you, it's got to be your truth. And you want to know where you get your truth from? You get your truth from God that is within you. A lot of us have had the experience of doing certain things at certain times, and something within us told us that that wasn't a smart move. Sometimes we listened to it, sometimes we didn't. But whenever we listened to it, it worked out for the good. And that stillness, that voice that speaks to you is always there. All we have to do is listen to it. And I was speaking with Nurse Carmen earlier, and one of the things we have to understand is we've got to be able to recognize what it is that the spirit is saying to you and what it is that your mind is saying to you. And it's so easy. Right now, just a quick little exercise. Think of the wildest thing in the world to do and see if something within you answers you. I'll give you a good one using what my co-producer said. Right now, let's think of everybody, because death is so good. Let's all kill ourselves right now. Isn't there a little voice in there that told you that brother crazy? Huh? So, it said something to you to let you...
I decline.
Okay. There is something within you that's telling you, no, that's not the way to go. And that voice is with you always. God said he would never leave you or forsake you, and he can't leave you because you are a part of him. And because you are a part of him, anytime you need an answer, what you need to do is go within and ask. And I guarantee you it will answer you. Now, it might not be what it is that you want to hear, and you're not obligated to do it. But if you want the guidance, then when it's given to you, then you need to use it for the better you. But now, if it's just something that you want to go ahead and do, go ahead and do it. I'm not here to tell anybody what to do and what not to do. You ever heard that saying, let your conscience be your guide?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's your spirit. Let your spirit be your guide.
Mm.
God speaks to us, but he also speaks with feelings. Because you can't get to, sometimes you can get the words wrong. I can say a certain word, and each and every one of us can have a different meaning for it. But you don't get a different meaning on the feelings. So you've got to be aware of the avenues that God is coming at you. And we've been so quick to blame things that we think is not right. We'll say that that's the devil talking to us. I'm here to reiterate again, there is no devil. There is no right and wrong. But there is consequences.
Consequences, yes. Mm-hmm.
There are universal laws that have been established. And if you go against any of those universal laws, some things will happen to you. But it's not the devil, because he now has permission from God. You have to understand that your life, the way it is today, is just how you wanted it, because you created it each and every day that you wake up. You have power, and you don't even realize it because you've been bogged down with this religious stuff that keeps telling you do this and do that. You can't do this and you can't do that. And so you're not living your life. You're living the life that other people say you should live. Who knows you better than you? And so you've got to be able to accept this and grow with it. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Now, if you don't know them, what I say to you again is you don't have to listen. You don't have to do anything, not one single thing that I suggest to you. But I ask that you hear what it is that I'm saying, and then later on you have that personal moment with yourself. And when you have it with yourself, God will be included, and see, won't he answer these things? He said, knock, and he'll answer. Have a talk with God. He's there waiting, open arms for you. All you have to do is acknowledge him. There's been times that God has acknowledged you and you've seen him at work. You see how it works, but you choose to go back to the doubt, to the fear. When you already know that you are connected. We are, as the co-producer likes to tell us all the time, we're trying to get somewhere that we already are. We're trying to get to heaven. Heaven is a state of mind. The same as hell. A lot of us feel that we're in hell right now. Why? Because honestly, we choose to be there. Because the moment we choose not to be there, we can get out of it. And I know it's, that's easier said than done. But greater is the spirit that is within us than anything that this world has for us. Because once you realize that this world is something that you created, you were a part of the very beginning. You have to stop thinking of yourself as woe is me and this and that and understand that who you are. And I say that, think about some of the situations that each and every one of us have found ourselves in. And then we'll say it was nothing but the grace of God. It was the God in you that brought you out because you changed your thought, your way of thinking during that particular time. And remember, one of the reasons why it takes us so long to actually see our creation at work is because we keep changing our minds. We keep changing our minds, and what we do is when the universe is at work doing what it is that we've commanded, before it can bring forth our commandment, what it does is we change our minds, and so now the universe has to start all over again. You have got to be of one mind. Now, it's okay to change your mind. I'm not telling anyone they can't change their mind. But when you really, really, really want something, you've got to go at it like you really want something. And a good example, when each and every one of us decided we wanted a car, didn't we go at it like we wanted a car?
Yes.
And we got the car.
Right.
Some of us got the car not even knowing how we got it.
Mm-hmm.
I had my first car, but my first brand new car. Let me just tell you how this works. My brand new car, I got my co-producer on. He'll testify for me on this. It was the 4th of July. And I'm sitting around, woe is me. And my mother said to me, every man should have a car. Let's go get a car. And I'm trying to think, how am I getting a car? I don't have a dime in my name right now. How am I getting a car? I'm here to tell you, I went and I walked away with a brand new, nobody else drove it but me, Grand Jeep Cherokee. Not the little ones. I got the most expensive Cherokee that they had. Babe, the size of a mustard seed, and you can move mountains. But
Amen. Even
that saying, we have to be mindful, because when I say that, people automatically think they can look at the mountains we have and move them. You could actually do it, but I'm talking about obstacles and things that are in your life that you don't want them there. You can get rid of them. You just have to have a made-up mind. You have to understand that you are greater than what you are projecting yourself to be. We, as I've said so many times, all we want to do is look in the mirror, and that what we see in the mirror is who we think we are. But we are spiritual beings. We are part of the body. Yes, sir.
I was getting a little nervous, Brother Messenger, because I didn't know which story you were going to tell. I was just trying to bring a little humor to the show today. I didn't know what story you're going to tell. So I was packing my bag just in case I had to leave real quick.
I thank you, Brother Co-Producer, because this is important also. I want people to understand that laughter, you know, laughter is good for the soul.
Yes. Amen.
When you start laughing, you kind of forget about your problems. Laughter is good. But because of religion and stuff to that nature, we think that we shouldn't be. We think that God is all serious. Who do you think created laughter? None of this is happening without God. So because we know that God wants nothing for the best of us, so what we need to do is start looking at these moments that we want to call a disappointment, and if it's not what it is that you want, instead of being down on yourself and feeling, oh, woe is me, change it. Change it. We have the power to change it because it is you that you are in control of yourself. Don't let anyone else control you. If you have someone that wants to control you, that's a person that you don't need in your life. Because that person that's trying to control you can't even really control themselves. And so you're going to turn your life over into their hands? We are here as spiritual beings to create and become the best person that we can be. And that's on an individual basis. The best whatever you want to be. That whatever you wake up, and I'm being funny here, but this is applicable as well. If you wake up and decide you want to be the best pole dancer in the world, then you be the best pole dancer. But be the best that you can be. Be the best human being, the best spirit, the best representative of God that you can be. And when you're doing that, even though you may not think you've reached the mark, what you are doing at that time is giving God the glory. But we've been taught that in order to praise God and give God the glory, we got to be in church, we got to be doing all this. And it's just not so. And I'll come back and say, I am not downing church. If you feel that that is the only place that you can go to get connected to God, then go. The important thing is that you're getting connected to God. But I'm telling you, you do not need to go to church to get connected because you are already connected. All you really need to do is, as they used to say, take the wax out of your ears and hear what saith the Lord. Because he is talking to you. I use my sister T. Sister T, when you was with Auntie this weekend, when you was with her, what was it was popping up in your mind periodically?
How well she was doing and how God was looking out for her and I was looking out for her and we all were looking out for her.
That's what kept popping up in your mind? Nothing else.
That's one of the things.
Some things were popping up in your mind, and you might have said, no, not right now. She's doing so well,
definitely.
I'm not going to even try that. Huh?
Correct. We had moments.
But I'm just saying how the Spirit works.
Absolutely.
And it's there for us. All we have to do is acknowledge it. Stop walking around thinking, woe is me. Because it is not woe is you. You are a special creature. But you've got to see yourself more than what it is that you're allowing other people to tell you that you are. Because there is no big eyes. And that is literally the truth. We are all part of the body. So I don't care. Just because LeBron James plays basketball and has millions and millions of dollars, he's no better than me.
Amen,
he played basketball way better than me, but he is no better than me in the eyesight of God.
Okay.
Per se.
Hallelujah.
I co-sign.
All right, now we're good.
But that goes for the alcoholic that's hanging out on the corner. I am no better than that person. We are traveling down different paths, but it is not that I'm better than him or her. My path is just going a different way, but all paths lead back to the same place. So let go of this illusion of this hell that you're going to be going to, because understand, any and everything that you do is the will of God. Because your will becomes God's will. That's love. So take off the shackles. Understand that you are free. And you can't be free following behind the traditions of religion. There is no reason to fear. Why would you fear when you know that you have God Almighty on your side? What is there to fear? Remember, you are not here to learn anything. Life is not a school. And your purpose here is not to learn. It is to remember who you are. That's important for us, because if we don't realize who we are, then we'll constantly walk around thinking I should have did this, I should have did that. Everything you did is what you were supposed to do. Now, what we want to do, if we want to make our lives better, and better is you determining what's better, not me. You determining it. If something's not going the way you want it to go, and I know it sounds easy, but it is just that easy. Change what it is that you don't like. And we all have the power to do that. If I don't like getting up 9 o'clock at night to go to work, change it. Get a job where you don't have to go to work at 9 o'clock. We can do it. We just have to understand and believe. As I turn it over to my co-producer to finish out, I just want us to remember, please don't forget to go with inside yourself and have a conversation with yourself. And don't be so quick to end the conversation without getting the feedback that you truly need to help take it to another level. My co-producer.
I thank everyone for tuning in tonight, for logging in tonight on The Messenger, a podcast on Highs to Highs on Blog Talk Radio. Again, it is just our sincere desire to constantly bring you a word from the Creator that will let you understand that life concerning God is a very simple life. And again, we seek for what we already have. I think that it is part of a bigger plan that you not know that God is inside of you, because if you fully understood that the Spirit of God is what makes you you, then you would not have such a yearning desire to be part of an organized religion. Again, still giving praise to God. That didn't change. The only thing that changed is the manner in which we connect to the Creator. And on that note, I want to say good evening. Good night. And thank you for joining in. Have a nice evening, podcast audience. Good night.